Andrew Wilkow, start putting ballot drop boxes at gas stations, see who gets elected. By Robert Krajicek on March 10, 2022. Ballot drop boxes should be placed at gas stations. Talk radio host Andrew Wilkow said on Wednesday's edition of SiriusXM's The Wilkow Majority. If Joe Biden is so confident that the rest of us don't think he holds any blame here, then how about this one? Wilkow asked. Why don't we start putting ballot drop boxes at gas stations and start the early voting now? You want early voting? You want convenience? Let's start voting at gas stations right now, Joe Biden. Let's have the midterms start right now. Put drop boxes next to the pump and see who gets elected. Wilkow's remarks were in response to the Biden administration's repeated denials of White House policy's contributions to increasing the cost of oil and gasoline. President Joe Biden and White House officials are dubbing the rising costs of goods and services Putin's price hike while denying the role played by presidential executive orders in restricting domestic oil and gas development. Daleep Singh, an economics advisor to the president, denied on Wednesday the responsibility of the White House towards artificially increasing energy costs through executive orders marketed as responses to what it claims is a climate crisis driven by climate change. Brian Deese, another White House economics advisor, similarly said on Wednesday that the U.S. can reduce the energy intensity of the American economy to lessen the country's vulnerability to the volatility of global oil prices. The average cost of retail gasoline across all grades is $3.61 per gallon, according to the most recent data available from the U.S. Energy Information Administration for February. The average cost in January 2020 was $2.64, amounting to an increase of 36.7% across the Biden administration's tenure. Breitbart News reported that the U.S. increased its volume of crude oil imports from Russia by 40.6% when comparing the two-year average across the first 24 months of the Biden administration against the four-year average of the Trump administration.